the Manchester Argonaut. This sculpture was created as part of the Arts Council England funded Jason and the Argonauts on Tour, which saw me working with children, young people and adults with disabilities all around the UK. The project started in 2020, but was interrupted by the COVID pandemic. So I had to deliver online workshops in order to collect stories from those I worked with. As an artist with a disability, this new art was important as I wanted to capture this unique moment in history, which had so greatly affected the community I was part of, whilst using the workshops as a way of supporting my community. The Manchester Argonaut is a direct response to those I met in these workshops, such as the doll's heads, as suggested by Amy, or Dominic's Weasel Nation badge. Both Amy and Dom attend Venture Arts in Manchester. I also worked with Teamwork Trust and Oakley Grange in Corby, Northamptonshire, along with Starlight Arts and St Hugh's School, along with groups at 2021 Visual Arts Centre in Scunthorpe via online workshops. As well as representing aspects of disability, I wanted the sculptor to represent something of Manchester, as he was created for the People's History Museum. I listened to lots and lots of music from the city and watched videos of Joy Division's Ian Curtis dancing, which you can see directly influences the Argonaut's pose. There are references to Manchester's coat of arms and personal choices I made in his design, such as referencing Amazonian jaguar god masks and the industrial paraphernalia which adorns his head, along with badges depicting the cotton ships and bees which are so readily identifiable with the city. From what was a very difficult time throughout the pandemic, I created a sculpture which reflects the lives, hopes and aspirations of the groups I worked with. And like all my other fiberglass sculptures, he is life-size and stands on top of a plinth.